Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. The third challenge of the seven challenges, we've actually talked about quite elaborately already. We talked about the motivation to learn. We talked about pretty elaborately about the PERMA model, the positive psychology approach to well-being. So I'm not going to kind of recoup it here. You should definitely re-listen the episodes about, I think, 9 through 16 or something, or 9 through 15, if you really want to dive more deeply into the motivation topic. But just to take it on a much more broader level, what motivates you to take on challenges? We as human beings can be in a success spiral. We can go into an upward success spiral of being able to take on bigger and bigger challenges if the challenge that we get is slightly bigger than the last one and we succeed. Today we reach, I don't know if you guys know chess, for instance. In chess, you've got an ALO or an ELO rating, which is an international rating of how good you are at chess. And you can actually set a chess machine or a chess software program to that level. And usually if you're at level 500 or whatever you are at, you will be able to beat that level consistently. If I would have you go and play level 100 while you're level 500, it would not feel like a success because it would simply be way too easy. But if I would let you go from, level 500, ELO score 500 to score 1000, you would just be slaughtered. There would be zero chance of you being successful apart from being extremely lucky. So this shows you that, in order to improve, you have to have a challenge level that's slightly higher than the last one, but not too much. And if you do that, you will, go from level 500 to level 505, and then you will solidify at that new level. And then the next time you need to go to 510 and to 515 or maybe 520, or maybe you kind of like increase in speeds. But that is what a success spiral is, going from small success to bigger success. Well, I don't know if you remember, I think it was episode 7 where I talked about the story of the cheetah, that if a cheetah gets consistently fed rabbits and then suddenly needs to hunt for a gazelle, like that jump to go from a rabbit to a gazelle is impossible to scale. It's like going from level 500 to 1000. That is a jump a person cannot make, and it takes so much perseverance of being not successful, attempt, fail, attempt, fail, attempt, fail, attempt, fail, to get to the point where you finally succeed that most people give up before they get there. And that's where you need a success spiral for. The challenge needs to be big enough for you to be required to persevere for a little bit. But if you're used to persevering for 5 minutes and now suddenly you need to persevere for 2 hours, almost nobody can make the jump from 5 minutes to 2 hours. So we need to break it up into smaller assignments that go from 5 minutes to, 7 minutes. But this is where the school system is struggling. Like, we either make it way too easy and make the steps way too small, or we make them way too big and make it way too hard, especially when we start challenging gifted kids. And then we wonder why they're not successful. The point is to design a conscious, positive learning success spiral by looking at where is a kid at right now, how can we increase the challenge level a little bit, and then reflect on the success. That way, success builds on success, and that way, somebody gets into flow and stays in flow. So what does this success spiral look like for your kid? And what does it look like for yourself? Like, what is the next level of challenge? And for some kids, this is depressingly low. They can focus for about, they can persevere for about 30 seconds. And that's not enough. Like, to go from 30 seconds to, 10 minutes, 20 minutes is a really, really big struggle. So where's your kid at? Where are you at? And what can you take away from this? And how can you train your ability to deal with just a little bit more challenge? If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.